Joining us now to talk more about the situation in the Middle East is Hassan Abdul Rahman, who is chief representative to the U.S. for the Palestinian Authority. He's effectively the Palestinians' ambassador to Washington. And Mr. Rahman, let's start with the big question. Does Yasser Arafat have both the will and, just as important, the political authority to bring Palestinian extremists under control?
Well, Yasser Arafat has the will and will have the authority. But remember, Yasser Arafat leads a people under foreign military occupation. So for Yasser Arafat to be able to succeed in his efforts, he needs a partner. If the Israelis continue with their practices, Yasser Arafat cannot enjoy the support of the Palestinian people. Therefore, Yasser Arafat is ready and willing and capable of taking steps towards calming the situation, but he needs from Israel to allow the Palestinian Yasser Arafat to present his people with some light at the end of the tunnel, not to tell them that, listen, we have to do everything unconditionally, and you have to continue to live under occupation without any reward.
But today,
This,
for
in other
example,
words,
the
for
White
us,
House spokesman Ari Fleischer said today that President Bush, I'm quoting now, has believed for quite a period of time that Yasser Arafat is capable of doing much more than he has ever done. The suggestion is that these very same arrests, the crackdown on Hamas, Islamic Jihad, not exotic groups in the West Bank or Gaza, could have been done some time ago.
but again, we are not alone in this. We have the Israelis on the other hand. Remember that the Palestinians are living under foreign military occupation. The very nature of occupation is violence. That in itself is an act of terror. So when you have some Palestinians reacting, individuals, that does not want the Israeli state to conduct war against the Palestinians, it must help the Palestinian Authority carry on its task of trying to calm the situation down. You cannot unconditionally ask Yasser Arafat to do everything while the Israelis continue their atrocities against the Palestinians.
But, Mr. Rahman, I want to ask you one other thing. Do you regard the attacks, which evidently Hamas says it organized, as something which the Palestinian Authority could have prevented had it cracked down on Hamas earlier in the fashion that it may now be cracking down on Hamas?
I don't believe so. Let me tell you why. Because those actions, even Israel with all its intelligence and with all its capabilities, could not prevent in the heart of their own cities. Those people walked. Israel is encircling every city and town in the West Bank. Israel is deploying 30,000 Israeli soldiers with tanks, and they could not prevent people from committing suicide. So Yasser Arafat cannot. Had Mr. Sharon been interested in working together with the Palestinians, we would have succeeded. But if Mr. Sharon continues to treat Yasser Arafat as his enemy rather than as his partner, then none of us will succeed, and the situation will deteriorate further, and what we will have is more violence and more killing, unfortunately.
Just one last question. If indeed this crisis, if it turns out to be one that Yasser Arafat cannot weather, are the Palestinians prepared for a new generation of leadership? Is there a mechanism in the Palestinian Authority that would simply lead to new leaders who would take over if everything that's happened since Oslo proves to be a total failure?
I think this is an illusion. I think anyone who believes that future generation of Palestinians will be less nationalistic, less patriotic, less insistent on having their full rights as a sovereign people in their own independent state is absolutely wrong. I think if Yasser Arafat has the authority and has the will to bring about a peace agreement with Israel, what we need is someone in Israel who can reciprocate with Yasser Arafat.
Mr. Rahman, thank you very much for talking
You're
with us
welcome.
today. Hassan Abdul Rahman is the chief representative to the United States of the Palestinian Authority.